You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi, everyone. My name is AJ, and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Yep. 5 minutes?
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Hello, summoners. Welcome to another... isn't it great? Welcome to another pulse-pounding, lightning-inducing, tower-ascending episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the subtitled Aztec Olmec. That's the only way to watch anime. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I did not have the Detroit smashing Lightstar 777 with me.
First, how are you doing? I know you like it when I'm all up in my microphone.
Yeah, I do like it when you're all up in your microphone. It is.
How you doing?
See, see how good you sound. I'm doing great.
I can't hear myself. I don't have my monitor on.
Oh,
because I'm trash. I'm a dumpster fire.
Well, we'll put you out real quick. I'm great. Excellent. Doing well. You know.
Heck yeah! 30... It's an ASMR steamed Rashi Boshi. You know it.
Yo, what's up, Rashi Boshi? Oh wow.
Yeah. Find some paper to
crank
here.
Oh no, will you not?
ASMR.
I'm great. We got some good topics. Lightstar has been watching some My Hero Academia. We have new transmogs, new cutesy Halloween transmogs to gush over. We have
let's see. You know, I love me some good transmogs.
I
love some bad transmogs too, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, liked the floppy hat bath. Controversial, I know.
Terrible. Terrible.
Still sad I sacrificed my second bath. What kind of a rookie camper move was that on my part?
It's okay. I mean, crystalling dupes is what we do around here. But yeah, how are you? You always ask me, I always ignore.
I'm fine. Like, you know, one of my best friends, you know, accused me of hating subtitles when really it's just I was watching My Hero Academia while I was doing homework, so I liked not having to be investing my 100% United States of Smash on the screen at all times, so
I hear you.
I was enjoying, and I merely mentioned that I have gotten used to how Izuku Midoriya sounds and All Might and all the rest.
Yeah.
So when we got to season 5 and they're only subtitled, I was very saddened that I was having to now devote 100% of my attention.
Yep.
And
subs over dubs, baby. Subs over dubs.
I mean, yeah. If I can afford that kind of attention to it, I will always do that.
Oh, I wanted. I'm rocking my my Brazil colors today. So everybody in Brazil, big shout out to you. I wish I knew some Portuguese.
To the main.
So I don't know why. Perfect. Nope. But okay. we have a good amount of listeners in Brazil. But yes.
Send pão de queijo.
Yeah, right.
Send some caipirinha.
Oh, don't send
this. Send some from Schwerda.
But yeah, we got some more strangeness from MiHoYo, the creator of Genshin Impact. I don't know what planet.
Well, I maintain that they did this thing you're going to talk about.
Yeah, they did it
purely because people like you were like, "We forgive you. Oh, silly MiHoYo, you're so silly.
Strange,
such a silly one."
Let's put it this way: I agree with some of the stuff, and I disagree with a lot of some of the other stuff they do. This was just unusual. I'm not sure what's going on with their PR, but we'll talk about more strangeness from MiHoYo. We'll definitely talk about the new Tartaglia banner and how cool he is, because I did not know. I pulled him recently. You pulled him a couple of banners ago. But I want to talk about Indeed. That character. He's really awesome. On top of it, we're going to attempt some 2v2 RTA in Summoner's War.
What he means by that, and let me translate for you, dear listeners, as I get back into ASMR distance.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
We are going to do three rounds, because I will not let AJ be the reason why I do not get my transmogrification item. There it is. That's the goal. So, we're going to, for better or for worse, three rounds of 2v2 are going to happen, whether or not this is an ill-conceived notion or not. We shall prevail.
Yeah, we're going to do it. It's going to be good times. And just some funny instances in some Horizon Zero Dawn, which I found hysterical. I started playing, and I'm so glad I did, because
finally, and he needs to get to the end so we can actually talk
eventually
to one another about it.
But it is such a good game, and the NPCs crack me up. Not necessarily, but I'll get into that. So, you know, those are our topics. Of course, we're going to do some summoning, you know, later on. But, yeah, man, Horizon is a funny, not intentionally, of course, but is a hysterically funny game. Where should we start?
Before anything else, we were already talking a little bit about it, so let's just go straight into anime and let's just talk a little bit. I have to know, who are your like top two characters in My Hero Academia?
Oh, there's only one.
Okay,
there's only one. Froppy.
Wow.
Froppy is the next All Might. She is the best character.
I gotta go.
Froppy is everything.
I can't talk to him when he loses the run of himself like this. I can't.
Are you? Oh, and then runner up, who would be my second?
Sure.
Of course, Deku. Deku is my guy. Actually, right. You know what? I am kind of partial to Hawks. Hawks is pretty dope. But Deku was my first, and then Froppy is a hard second. But yeah,
really, because you just said Froppy was the first. So
okay, Froppy.
Stand
supremacy.
By your decision, sir.
Froppy supremacy all day. But I can't find a whole lot of, you know, merch and stuff.
Rashi Boshi, you've been doing so good. And if you can tell me what I should six star today on the show, if you're in here, and we can go over the list real quick, but if you can give me something to six star, I'll finish that last pesky mission for you that I haven't done yet.
Oh, wow. I got a bunch of Rainbow Mons, so I could six star something along with you in solidarity.
Nice.
So it'll probably be something dragon-esque. Dragon-esque.
Did you get another dragon?
No, just Zyros.
You've never six-starred your Zyros?
I haven't six-starred my Zyros as yet. I haven't...
Dear
actually...
God, what is with you?
There is so much with me, not even funny. You know, or Sige. I might just six-star Sige, because he's literally my favorite dude. But, shout-out to Nelly the God, who was using some Sige in some 2v2 RTA with JD the Gamer. So, man. Good times.
Rashi Boshi, I always secretly want to get into RTA, so something RTA related. Maybe Alicia?
Nah. Okay.
She's been so five what, star
so
for
just
literally
to,
forever.
Just here to throw back your question, who are your two? I'm pretty sure I know, but... Who are your two favorite MHA, My Hero Academia personas?
I mean, Deku, of course, first and foremost. I really did not enjoy the storyline where
spoilers. No spoilers.
It's not from this season, and if you didn't watch it in a year, then that's on them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what? It's the 2 week rule, man. If it's been more than 2 weeks, that's on you. Here, I'll put up the alert. There we go. Okay. As soon as the red alert's done, then I'm going to keep talking.
All right, shoot.
All right, anyways, Deku didn't like when Lemillion, they were all like, he's more smiley. He'd be a better successor. Yeah, take that, Deku, and all your hard work and your passion. Shame on you.
I tend to agree. Hard work pays off. But nah, Lemillion he had a quirk already, so, you know.
Right. And I would say...
Yeah?
I mean, it might be controversial.
That's what we do.
Bakugo. Only okay. because, like, you
Good.
Know...
Good choice.
In very rare moments, he actually seems somewhat human. So
yeah, he's more than just a bully, you know, which is great. I like the way that they've kind of made him grow. You know, his character arc is a little interesting.
I'm going to type these out as well, Rashiboshi, just so you have the list more or less. But Kamun, I've thought about building Orochi because, you know, they're a good burst damage character. Honestly, I am sincerely looking over Skogel because, the reason why it won't be one of the, Tessarian or that is because I actually have...
You have some...
My side Ifrits. Hustle is I'm summoning the Ifrits to six-star them and skill them up.
Excellent.
Wind Anubis... Waterman, yeah, my Mephisto is already six starred, so Wind Anubis. I think I have Wind Anubis. Maybe Skogel, just because, you know, I've wanted to six star Skogel for a while, but also maybe Eshir because I love Eshir and probably Skogel. Who are we kidding? Probably Skogel. Oh, I do have a Wind Anubis. Look at me go. I'm so proud of myself sometimes.
Look at that.
That would probably be my two, just because, you know, even though everybody thought, you know, Bakugo was going to be a villain, like, that's just his personality, and he still wasn't. Anyway, spoilers over for those that cared, and, Yeah.
So more of a fusion question. Are you all set for the new fusion units? Do you have all four of the four stars that you need to knock out the fusion when it's released?
Let's just go ahead and say no.
Yeah, okay. No. I am all set.
Who are they?
Melia, you know, Wind Dryad. Okay. Water Neostone Agent, Emma.
Now that's interesting because if I can fuse Neostone Agents, I might actually six star all my benched Neostone Agents.
Now you're talking. good old Wind Griffin and Vertile.
So Bernard?
Bernard is a fusion unit now,
And Vertile, who's already a fusion monster for something else? Vertile's
already a fusion monster for something else, absolutely. So those are the four stars. No, be happy, because I have a couple of, fire vampire I can donate to the cause.
I have two Melia that are four stars, so I could quickly knock them out. I do have a four-star, a Neostone agent, the one that I'm going to keep that I've already put some crappy runes on,
right.
And the one that I have not, so I have one that could be summoned up for the cause. Let's see. You said Verdhile. I have to scroll and find where they are. No, I do not have any extra Verds because I remember I used those for scalps. Might have them in the summoning circle. And then whom else did you say?
So, good old Bernard, Verdhile, Melia, and Emma. What are new still?
Perfect. So yeah, mostly I just don't have Verdhile. Yep, and of course I used them all for that. So yeah, I would just need more Verd, so I could use some of those, one of those.
Excellent. So you're more ready than you thought. Look at that. Very cool. Very, very freaking cool. Let's see. We'll just get into it. We'll get into some Genshin-ish stuff. So MiHoYo did something unusual again. they are recruiting content creators. However, only a couple of them, for whatever reason, they're giving out regular Prima Gems. Prima Gems are basically crystals in Summoner's War that you can use to summon new units. And I think the draw was something like 600 crystals, which sounds like a lot, but really isn't, because it's 160 just for one summon in Genshin. So for almost, I don't know, it's just a weird recruitment tactic. I mean, you really shouldn't recruit just to, you know, just for the crystals. You really shouldn't stream anything just to, you know, whatever rewards you're getting from the company. You should stream because you actually like and or love the game. You know, if you can make a good amount of content for it, and if you just like playing, you know, that is the hallmark of every good content creator. This, you know, content creators
good sense.
Really like the game, but I don't know, MiHoYo's, that, let's put it this way, that's not going to sway someone to start streaming Genshin, is, you know, 600 crystals. And yes, Summoner's War does have a similar program for content creators. You know, they'll give you a certain amount of crystals so you can do your summons and such like that. We're not a part of that. We simply stream for the love, for the camaraderie of me and Lightstar. We are not, you know, company men, as as you can say. But I just find this in the string of strange things with the whole Elon Musk stream, you know, the anniversary rewards nonsense. This is just another, unless they have some type of marketing strategy, which is just bad press all the time, which maybe works. We just don't know what is their main end game or their end goal for their strange marketing practices. I don't know. It's great game, odd company. Any thoughts on the comedically low number of crystals they're giving as a part of the recruitment process?
You mean four summons? Yeah, no. I mean, that's barely more than they give you just
for like your daily. Like, if you did your dailies for a week, you got that. And then I agree with some of the things they do, and I disagree with a lot of the things they do. But yes, I am going to keep playing, you know, Genshin mainly for the game, but just to see what strangeness that MiHoYo is going to do, forward.
Maybe it's a war of attrition, you know, like in old castle siege days. Yes. When you surrounded the castle, siege. You tried to starve siege. Them out.
Yeah.
And you're just like hanging out outside of their archer's distance, just waiting for those cats to starve to death.
Yep.
And if they try and run out to grab a potato, you're like, whoop, pop that one. you know, so just like, maybe it's that. Maybe they're just trying to starve out all the weak players from their game, so that, you know, it's like a crucible of fire that the ones that remain will be tempered and will be stronger than the ones that came before them.
I hear you. But, you know, on to the more positive news about Genshin. Tartaglia is one of the characters that just had, what, the third? MiHoYo really wants us to have this character, and I see why. You know, you've had Tartaglia for a while, And mm-hmm. I really, really like him, just because he's great. A kind of a combination of a ranged character with his bow and a melee character with his, you know, water swords and water spears and stuff like that. So he's a really technical character, and I'm kind of glad I, you know, didn't get him too early on, because I really wasn't that good at Genshin in order to really maximize, you know, how well made a character Tartaglia is. So you've had him for a lot longer than me. How do you like him? What are your thoughts?
I love him. He applies quite a lot of water damage quickly, and I dig that about him. I definitely am a big fan of... I mean, I like, because I use a frost character a lot of the time, right. So it's kind of like the equivalent of putting despair runes on your water AoE.
Nice Summoner's War reference. Excellent.
Yeah, just, you know, trying to bring it back.
Yeah, I hear you. So yeah, Tartaglia is a water user, water element user. So just think Korra from, you know, Airbender, but, you know, a redhead guy. But anyway, his story mission, I haven't even done
yet.
Was
that yet, to dig at M. Night Shyamalan?
I hope so, because I can't stand that guy.
don't get me started. Do you know, now that you brought it up, I don't know if you've ever watched the YouTube channel Screen Rants Pitch Meetings.
All the time.
So there was one about M. Night Shyamalan's newest movie that I didn't even know was a movie. Until I saw the pitch meeting about it.
It's funny when the pitch meetings are better than the movie.
Oh, I mean, this is undoubtedly going to be the case. So yep. It's called Old.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if I'm going to spoil this, please, for anybody.
Terrible movie.
But in the pitch meeting, he literally talks about how, like, these kids that were, like, 6 years old, like, a half hour later are now adult-aged, and they end up being intimate, getting pregnant. And they're like, so what? Just because they had grown up bodies, suddenly they're mature enough to, you know, in a half hour, they're like, all right,
no
let's
one
do
knows
this.
What's going on in this movie. Not the directors, not the audience, not the actor. No one knows what's. The Screen Rant was better than the whole film. So yeah, M. Night Shyamalan, you're still doing unusual things. But anyway. Back to Tartaglia, Sucker Poco likes to call him. But awesome character. I'm glad that if you play Genshin, you haven't summoned on this banner, I encourage you to do, especially if you have cryo units, because water and cryo just does like a permafreeze to your enemies, which is just wonderful, because you can literally freeze them, walk around them, take pictures. I've done take pictures before they unfreeze themselves. So yeah, he's a great addition to my team or any team, but I like him a lot. It's the one banner that I'm probably going to try to get an actual constellation on. I'm definitely skipping Hu Tao. I'm just not a huge fan of her and her playstyle, but hopefully there's going to be a Ganyu rerun sooner than later. Hopefully sooner, because need some Ganyu.
The 10-year gift will be a Ganyu for everybody.
no gifted Ganyus. You gotta get them the hard way through pity.
Yeah.
Pity.
Ganyu is a female character, I think.
Yes, Ganyu is a female, half human, half Quillen, which is like a.
Anyway. Maybe Summoner's War? Maybe do Summoner's. These 2v2 battles?
Why not? Let me stop this repeat battle so that we may...
Why do you have to stop the repeat battle?
Can you repeat battles and do RTA?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well. Let's knock that out. So I will not stop.
Crazy person.
Very.
2v2. Crazy.
Quick battle.
What? You don't want a quick battle.
Oh.
Okay. Now you're going to get matched with somebody. You want to invite me. Remember? Hi.
I remember you. You're Lightstar 777. Oh, you have that podcast with me. Yeah, I remember you.
I guess I'll accept this invitation. Uh, So neither of us has even done a quick battle in this, so if we just literally selected no monsters, I'm going to laugh for at least an hour or so. Just saying. At least an hour, Aztec, if we did that.
There we go. There we go. And ironically, we're fighting somebody from Brazil. Big shout out to you, Santa V89.
Do you want to hit the OK button there?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. No need to make it take forever, right? I mean, that'd be weird. Oh god, Chriso901.
Da 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 da. Two v two, which means two summoners versus another two summoners.
I don't know if this was a good idea or a bad idea, but we're gonna find out.
We are gonna find out immediately.
So, honestly, that Chris one is the one I'm most worried about right now. Centavi's team is a very, you know, long fight team, but, you know, enough burst damage and, you know, it won't be an issue, but no, I sincerely don't like that team that Chris has.
Oh, yeah.
I'm scared.
Oh, well.
But, oh, yeah, and then an invincible character. Oh, I have to ban somebody on this. Oh, okay. Well, say goodbye to your Lulu. Aztec was deciding who to ban between Bastet and Kaki and the Water Joker and Wind Beast Rider. All right, so I've got speed 33. Oh, see, you should have told me you were going to do that. We picked a different thing because we only get one buff.
Oh.
So if you have speed 33 or a speed lead, I can't take mine as well, so.
Good to know.
See, this is where that strategy comes in. I know, I'm still more afraid of that left team than I am the other. It's pretty. I must say, I like the pastel blues and purples underneath. Increased my cooldowns. Your turn. Okay. This is interesting.
Yeah, right.
Your person died.
Thanks.
That's very sad. Your person died again. Told you, that team on the left is a lot. You're definitely picking on your team.
Yeah.
See, without a healer... God. See, the problem is he put everything of mine on full cooldown, so... Right. So, I don't have a lot of abilities on my side right now. Well, only one of you is coming back from this one. Hey, gang. Yeah, I consider this somewhat of a success anyways.
Oh, yeah. One, we're gonna get that, achievement.
But two more battles, we will. We will do
two,
that
Two, we're going thing. To... We've learned a whole lot in this first round.
So... So now they know. So you pick four people and they ban one of them.
Right.
That's interesting. It is interesting. Are you going to go with similar team to what you had?
No, I'm going to definitely switch it up.
Okay. What are you going with? Let's talk strategy here so that we don't overlap our efforts.
Okay. Let's see. Out of... people I've actually runes that are decent. Smath, Daphnis. Oops. She's not runed. Jean. Crow. Xihao.
Yeah, you have 4 seconds. Pick somebody before it picks for you. This fills me with anxiety watching that timer go down. Okay, so see, he's trying to kill us before we move, so... Okay, so I'm going to go with Hey Gang, and I'm going to bring Bernard. Here's where we turn the tide of history. You know, it feels like it could be fun, Rashiboshi. The Akroma nerf. Do I think it was bull? I don't know, Aztec. What did you think of the Akroma nerfing?
I am not familiar. Sorry. I got nothing.
The goal, I will say that I have probably been one of the most lenient people whenever it comes to any type of nerfing of any character. And, like, the whole reason is because I understand that there is an insane amount of, like, calculus that goes into every ability, and sometimes... it is well and truly broken. Like, you know, when the twins came out and they attack bar reduced, and, you know, you could pretty much, like, if you moved before somebody, you would kill every single person.
I'm going to go by
33%.
Speed?
Yep.
Okay. Do defense, so that buffs up.
But yeah, so, like, even back then, the goal, I did think that, you know, like, unlike a lot of people, I did not hate that they nerfed the twins, because I kind of understood that they were a little bit too broken for this world. Like, they were just a little too good, you know?
I hear you.
And I mean, and I still use my fire twins to this day, so I do not consider them to be a bad investment overall, so. I'm working on the left team because that bulldozer is going to kill us. Or,
good to know.
I forget the, whatever his name is, the light Frankenstein. This is going to hurt. Oh, it's you. See, they took my stripper away, so now I feel like we're very doomed on that side of the map. We're actually doomed on both sides, because by all accounts, I should have probably brought two different strippers to this fight for this reason. But yeah, the goal, I did not mind the Akroma nerf really, because I'm sure they had some reasoning behind it. I mean, you know, I know people who have monsters, especially when they're rare or light and dark, like, they don't want to see their most precious monster get a debuff, basically, but, you know, at the same time, like, if they're looking at, like, 10,000 players and they're seeing, you know, a trend, like, I would very much want them to fix it so that the game can be enjoyable for everybody. That's my two cents about the Akroma. Let's see, can we start getting rid of anybody? Anybody at all? Is that the Fire Mage? No, that's your Triana, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She was just transmog, so she looked a lot different then.
Yeah, like, she looked like one of the mages, big time.
Yeah, it's the hat.
Basically. Well, my backside is hurting after all this.
This is all learn. This is our first time doing it. This is all learning experience.
Backside hurting. I just want to kill one. There we go.
All right. Hey. Let's go.
Yes. 7v4. We got this. It's all in the hips.
Well.
No, they're gonna. You can bring somebody back, right?
Oh no. Oh no, I can only help you out by immunizing.
Well, you know, immunization can be important.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not beating this other team, but, you know.
Still, we did better than we thought we were, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that is true.
See, look at that.
If I could just get a defense break on him, we might be doing better. Yep, there he goes. Bye-bye. That violent proc was the end of you. Just gonna cry and hit auto. Cry and Hit Auto is my nickname in high school. Huzzing. No, we did not do bad there, though.
Yeah, did better than I thought.
I'm actually enjoying this quite a bit. I feel like, you know, if we did this enough, we would get better at strategy.
Look at that.
Oh no, my Bernard is very, very durable, but this is not, like, it's inevitably going to end the way it was going to end. Like, that team on the right, like, without, like, this could have gone differently if I still had Hey Gang. Because if I'd had something to do to actually be able to fight them, it would have been much better. So I'm going to try to mix it up this time and see. We're gonna, hey, Atomic Dead, it's the same people.
Oh,
I mean, that's kind of a good thing though, because we kind of know what their vibe's going to be, so, you know, pick according. Oh, look, they're using Diana. Oh, those numbers are the pick order. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it's all... See, look at the amount of education we're getting in 2v2. This is great. Great, great, great.
There. Now I have two strippers, so... Getting one of them anyways. What to do, what to do. I'd go for cooldowns. Do I just try to YOLO through them? What should one do, Aztec? What should one do?
This is all experimentation for me, so I'm just kind of doing whatever. Like usual.
Right. Okay, just going to go with that. But why not? Let's bring Lulu into the fray. Why not Lulu, I said? Yeah, see, we didn't prepare for this, Rashiboshi, so I'm pretty sure I've never built an Antares, and I'm going to just safely bet, Aztec, have you built an Antares?
Remember, I fed him, and then I got him back, but I have not built it yet.
It's on our to-do list. See, at least I know the team that we're dealing with on the right, since it's exactly the same as last time.
What leader are you selecting? I'm selecting crit rate.
I will go defense.
Okay.
Cool. You know your crit rate is for dungeons, right?
Oh, shit. Resistance or defense? We'll go defense. Oh, crap. Crap. You just did say that. I should have went resistance because I'm just looking at all the debuffs.
It's like a marriage, you know. I talk and he never listens.
Never listens to it.
She's going to slow one of us down. Okay, that felt very reasonable. I'm taking exception to this, unmitigated violence that's, going on. There's a lot of things I should probably build, Rashiboshi, so, you know, it is a learning experience for sure. R.I.P. poor Kirkano. We hardly knew ya.
Already?
You think we're pulling this one back from the brink or something? We're doing worse than last time.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. I knew I should have just went for more YOLO damage, and I did not. I like that you gave that buff to your almost full health Triana rather than my almost dead Triton.
Ah, good point.
Sad days. Poor old Triton. There he goes. We hardly knew you, kiddo. Yeah. Definitely, if I can convince Aztec to do more 2v2, we'll probably get better.
Probably. With some absolute
certainty, we will get better eventually. So, you know, it'll be 7 o'clock after this.
It will be 7 o'clock very soon.
You know, I must say, I have nothing in the exclusive summoning stones that has piqued my interest ever, so... I'm very much, kind of, in a holding pattern indefinitely now.
Yeah? Holding patterns?
I mean, the thing is, a lot of them, I have two of the monsters
right.
that are on the banners, so, like, right now, so, like, I have Masha, I have Diana, and I'm not interested in the Water Demon.
Me neither.
Next week, it's, what is he? The Water Druid. What's his name? I forget. The Fire Paladin, and then the Beast Monk, which, again, I have two out of the three of those,
because
I would just want the Beast Monk. I mean, perhaps in 2 weeks I might be tempted, just because I could surely use some skill ups, and I had to choose between Ciara and Jameer once, and I chose Ciara, and then promptly re-summoned another Ciara the very next day, I think, pretty much.
That's fun.
But then there is an Archangel, and then I could, again, get skill ups for Fairy Kings and that, so, I don't know. But definitely not this week. We are hard no.
Hard pass. I got about 15 mysticals, which I'm just going to burn through. Just because. No reason.
I'm going to do 3 wind, some mystical, and I'll end on my legendary.
Awesome. So I'll count it down. 3, 2, 1, and... Summon.
I know it was the right decision, Rashi Boshi, but you know, it was that summon hindsight being 2020 when, you know, of course, then I got her off of regular summoning the very next day or something ridiculous like that. And I think, in all actuality, I've summoned Ciara 3 times. So
wow.
I got some lightning. That's
excellent.
Nice. Hey, a little robo. Nice. Some skill ups there.
I have not pulled a robo yet.
No?
I have not.
I have not pulled a Marty McFly, so... It's freaking.
Sky Surfer or whatever.
That board won't work on water unless you got power! Let me know when you're getting near the end, and I'll pop my legendary.
I am getting near the end. I got like 2 more.
All right, I'll wait till you do 1, and then I'll do the last one in time with you.
Okay, 1, and then we'll count down the last. 3, sure. 2, 1, and coordinated summons.
Aztec got a 5-star. No, okay.
Yeah,
it was worth a shot.
No. You got a 4-star.
Hey, look it. It's the thing I needed.
The thing you needed for the fusion. Perfect. Perfect.
Hey, that's the name of the movie.
Excellent.
Good times.
Excellent.
I'm going to shout out, of course, Rashi Boshi, our new bat time that we record these at seems to be working out.
Yeah,
to have,
can we get some
Rashi Boshi
time?
Be able to hang out.
Absolutely.
Definitely going to shout out the GOAT. I'm sorry I called you the goal. I should have leaned over towards where I have Discord on my iPad and looked a lot closer, but the GOAT, greatest of all time, was with us today. So big shout out to you. Thank you for coming hang out. Of course, all our Discorderlies and... you know, and of course you for doing some 2v2, so now I can go collect my my item that I wanted. So
I have a gigantic shout out for one of our Discord members,
a Discordally
DSC Justin pulled a LD Nat 5.
Yes, you did.
A Slayer.
Very good, Governor. Very good.
You know, so shout out to you. Very, very, very happy for you.
And did you tell the peeps what he summoned?
Yeah, the Dark Slayer.
The Dark Slayer.
So M. Bison or the Slayer, same deal. But big shout out to you, buddy. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
GZ.
G to the Z.
Look that one up.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a, you know, as most of these Street Fighter characters are awesome RTA units. So, you know, good, good, good. Good.
Chicken. Good.
So that about wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. New episodes on Saturdays for the podcast. We stream Wednesday around 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch at Lightstar777 Gaming, and on YouTube on Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War on YouTube. Reach out to us, mrgtsw at gmail, mrgtsw at at Rancher's Guide on Twitter, mrgtsw on Instagram, mrgtsw on Reddit, mrgtsw on Facebook, and a really big, huge shout out to Heroshin. I met him up at the meetup in New York, and awesome dude. Hopefully he'll be on the show sooner rather than later. But big shout out to you, Heroshin. You're awesome.
Definitely. Heroshin is a cool cat. That is for sure.
Definitely. So that about wraps it up for this. Very, very educational playing 2v2 with you, my boy. But we will communicate more and do a lot better next time.
You might throw my team a pity heel.
I might.
Maybe. You'll put it out there. I'm just saying.
Maybe a potato chip.
Maybe a shield.
Maybe.
Maybe a buff.
Nah.
Some type of accoutrement.
No buffs.
No buffs. Play.
No buffs.
Merci beaucoup.
Anyway.
Avec shield, mon ami.
Shout out to Brazil. Thank you for listening, everyone in Brazil that does so.
Tenho dia bacana.
Everybody.
Let me sing a song by Xuxa. Achi amor, pene bebe
china. Did not know.
I'm sorry. You go ahead.
This dude was Portuguese.
It's a Brazilian song. I'm done.
Didn't know my co-star was, you know, summarily Portuguese at times. Yeah. Only at times. But everyone, have a great week.
Sometime.
Live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.